Today's episode of the Outlap F1 podcast is presented by Podgo. Podgo is the easiest way for you to monetize your podcast, providing podcasters with a flat rate for ad space so you always know how much you get when you include an ad from Podgo. I recently joined as a member and you can too. Apply today to become a member and immediately be connected with advertisers that fit your audience. That's podco.co at podgo.co. Now let's kick off the show. John and James, let's get at it.
Outlap F1 podcast listeners, we know that the Baku GP was phenomenal and brought all kinds of action-packed drama all the way to the very end. However, we've got a couple of weeks before the next race, and I know you want to keep those heart-pounding thrills coming your way, so we are so proud to partner with Universal Pictures for the new film, Nobody. Father's Day no longer has to be ordinary once you bring home the non-stop action in Nobody. Bob Odenkirk stars as an ordinary dad turned lethal vigilante, and his fight for his family can now thrill yours with never-before-seen bonus content, including deleted scenes. From the writer of John Wick, Nobody is yours to own now on digital and on 4K, Blu-ray, DVD on June 22nd. Go check it out. You will not be disappointed.
This is the Outlap F1 Podcast, featuring America's own John, James, Andy, and Deanna. Your one-stop shop for Formula One news, insights, race previews, and reviews. Join us on the Outlap. Welcome to Season 3, Episode 24 of the Outlap F1 Podcast. It's our Austria Race 1 preview. We're not exactly sure what they're calling it. It's some weird Austrian name. Is it Austria Grand Prix or Styria Grand Prix? Anyway, they're racing at the Red Bull Ring. So you've got Andy, and I'm along with Deanna. We kind of have a bit of an outlap first. We've done a few outlap firsts this year. This will be the first time that James and John are not on a recording at the same time. So Deanna, how are we doing this lovely evening?
I'm doing great. I'm happy to be back after all of the hand stuff and being out of town. It's good to be back here. I think this is the first time I've ever been on with just two of us, so see how it goes.
Yeah, we'll try to do the best that we can. I've got a lot of buttons sitting in front of me. I'm still kind of learning this whole new platform, so we hope that this is usable audio this time around. So we're gonna do the best that we can. So we're just gonna hop kind of right into things. As always, you can find our show on Twitter, Instagram, Reddit, and Discord at Outlap F1 Podcast. You can email our show at chatnow@outlapf1.com. You can find our beautiful website at www.outlapf1.com, where you can also look at the About Us page and learn all you can about what brought us to doing this tonight. As a reminder, Relapped. She's back up and running. She's free of the bubble wrap. So I believe the last upload is the 2021 French GP race reaction. Please do check that out. It was a lot of fun. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And just as a reminder, please do check out our Sabercook interviews. And that is Season 2, Episode 2, and Season 3, Episode 21. If you listen to them back to back, it really does come together as a really good interview. We were super grateful to Saber. She was more than generous with her time, and it was a very fun thing to do. So we'll hop really quickly into some news here. So at the end of the last review, I was saying how that if the French GP was going to be good, maybe other tracks that aren't necessarily good could be good. Maybe Russia be good. Maybe Abu Dhabi be good. Maybe I was being way too positive. I don't know. They laughed me off the stage. Maybe that was the right thing to do. But lo and behold, the very next day, it comes out that, you know, the French track made some changes to their layout, and now Abu Dhabi is making some track changes to their layout. The big question, will it improve racing? Deanna, what you think?
I'm not 100% sure. I think kind of track layouts and that sort of thing is not my specialty, but I don't think it can get any worse, so here's hoping.
Yeah, definitely. It looked like there were two main changes, one of which I know makes total sense. It's kind of what they call the second change is basically that third sector, which is all twisty bits and it's pretty much all one lane anyway. You really can't do a whole lot with it. So they're going to make some layout changes to that. And then the other section is kind of the chicane off the big long main straight. They're going to basically turn that into, it almost looks like a Zandvoort multi maybe a multi-apex kind of U-shape. So maybe some overtaking there coming off of DRS. So we'll have to see. You know, they're definitely they're not light on money in Abu Dhabi. That's always for sure. So, you know, if they can make their product a little bit better, I'm all for it, because the last couple of races have been kind of brutal.
They should probably just use that money and start from scratch. But here we are.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they built it. It's an island that they built specifically for it. But, you know, maybe they should sink the island and start again. There you go. So our other little bit of news involves the Williams team. They've come out and basically expanded their explanation as to why they ended up parting ways with their ex-team principal, Simon Roberts. Looks like it was just pretty much a restructuring type of thing. Nothing necessarily involved with his performance. They wished him all the best. And this is just kind of what happens when new owners come in. They kind of evaluate what they got. He kind of served as kind of the transition, the link between the Williams ownership and now Doralton Capital. So I think it's just kind of a standard move. Deanna, do you have any other insight on this?
Yeah, it just looks like mostly they've completely reorganized so that they have the technical side, which is just all the bits to actually do with the car, and then the sporting side, which is everything else. And Roberts' experience just didn't really align with either one. So I think it was a pretty amicable parting from the two parties.
All right. So the last story kind of on our little rundown here, it's actually a MotoGP story, but it does have some F1 ties, and that involves the track in Austin, Circuit of the Americas. This morning, it was announced that it was re-added to the MotoGP calendar as a replacement for the Japanese Grand Prix, which is not going to go ahead on, I think it's August 1st, or in October, excuse me, October 1st, first weekend in October, simply because of COVID concerns. So COTA comes back. The America's GP is back on the MotoGP calendar. Why is this important to F1? Dorna, who I think is the governing body of MotoGP, actually had wanted to do a doubleheader at Circuit of the Americas. They are not, because they also have some trouble with the Argentinian Grand Prix, with one due to COVID, and two, part of that track, I think, caught on fire earlier this year. So they don't know if that's going to be ready to go by the time they have to try to race there. But they didn't do the doubleheader at Circuit of the Americas specifically because there is ongoing talks with Formula One about the second race at Circuit of the Americas. So this looks like, if nothing else, that those talks have continued. And this is not a story that's dying. Nothing's been announced yet, but would be a whole heck of a lot of fun to have a second race at COTA, don't you think?
Yeah, I'm really hoping this happens, because I may or may not have forgotten to buy my ticket for the normal Circuit of the Americas race, which I think is sold out. So I would love to see a second one, just to make sure I can go see a race.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, you know, if this ends up coming to fruition, I may just have to, you know, move down to Texas for a month or something, because or, you know, rent an Airbnb. But that may, my real job might actually have some issues with that. But we'll
Who
see how that
real
goes.
Job?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, no, this totally keeps the lights on.
Yeah, absolutely.
All by itself all the time. So we're just going to hop straight into our Austria Grand Prix track facts. They are brought to us by Pirelli Motorsport. Deanna, tell us about the Red Bull Ring in Spielberg, Austria.
Yes, so at the Red Bull Ring for this race, there will be a total number of 71 laps. The track length is 4.318 kilometers, or 2.683 miles. So for the track stats, there is a tire stress of a 3 out of 5, lateral grip of a 3 out of 5, asphalt grip of a 3 out of 5, asphalt abrasion of a 3 out of 5, and downforce at a 4 out of 5. And because of that, we will see the tire selection of the middle compounds, the C2, the C3, and the C4. The qualifying lap record is a 102.939 set by Valtteri Bottas in 2020, and the race lap record is a 105.619 set by Carlos Sainz in 2020. So at this track, the most wins in third, Hamilton and Verstappen are tied at 1, Bottas has 2, and Prost has the most with 3.
So what is this circuit like? It's a quick lap, it's a short lap, but the Red Bull Ring packs a lot into that short lap. The first half rewards a lot of power as the cars blast along three straights, separated by a pair of uphill right-handers. But then as the drivers work their way back down the hill, the circuit becomes pretty much like a toboggan ride as the cars ride through a series of quick corners, including the exhilarating Rindt right-hander, named for Austria's first F1 champion, as well as now the Turn 1 corner, named for its other F1 champion, Niki Lauda. The weather forecast for this weekend, and weather could play a very large role in what we're going to see. The qualifying forecast is cloudy with occasional rain showers. High of 77, winds will be light and variable. The chance of rain for qualifying is at 60%. The race forecast is overcast with rain showers at times. So when is it going to hit? That's the question. High of 82, winds light and variable. Chance of rain as of tonight, 50%. So we're going to take a quick break. We will re-rack this and come on back for our race predictions. So come on back and join us then.
Support for the Outlap F1 podcast is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Big news, everyone. Manscaped has just released their new cologne scent to help you feel good and smell good all over and all the time. Manscaped has been trusted by over 2 million men worldwide, so join the movement now for all your below-the-waist grooming needs. We already know that Manscaped has the perfect package 3.0 for all your grooming needs, but they didn't stop there. Complete your grooming game with a new refined cologne signature scent by Manscaped. The same signature scent that's in all the Manscaped formulas, this cologne is a perfect complement to your collection. It's light, approachable, and gentlemanly-like in all the right ways. Think of it as your roommate for the night on the town to keep you fresh and ready for anything. It's calming and inviting. This signature scent introduces a light citrus burst before settling in for an incredible woodsy and masculine finish. This 50 milliliter spray cologne is even hypoallergenic, cruelty-free, dye-free, paraben-free, and 100% vegan. It even comes in a beautifully designed glass bottle that makes a statement, and the manly scent sets the mood for any occasion. I've been personally using this product for about a month, though, and let me tell you, it smells incredible, and my significant other has certainly been enjoying it as well. Right now, our listeners of the Outlap F1 podcast can get 20% off plus free shipping by using the code OUTLAP, that's OUTLAP, one word, at manscaped.com. 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com.
All right, welcome back. So we're going to hop straight into our predictions. With only two of us, this episode's kind of gone along a little bit quicker than we're kind of used to, but, you know, that's just kind of how the cookie crumbles sometimes. So
We're efficient.
Yes, yes, we are super efficient on this half of the Outlap F1 podcast. So as we are apt to do, we usually start with the qualifying predictions. And that usually means we start with the qualifying pole sitter. Last year in the dry, that was Valtteri Bottas on a 102.939. We'll just put the two who aren't here out there right now. James and John both have Max Verstappen as their pole sitter. Deanna, do you concur with that?
That's where I was going to go initially, but I'll go Hamilton.
All right, Hamilton, maybe in the wet. That's probably – hey, I'm talking to the predictions champ from last week, so
– finally, for once.
So, you know, maybe I might want to, you know, take some advice, but I'm going to stick with the guys on this. I think Max Verstappen's pretty good in the wet, definitely has the advantage coming in, so I will stick with that, and I will say Max for pole sitter. In terms of qualifying fastest lap, this could be interesting. Do we have rain? Do we not have rain? When does that hit? The two guys, James and John, both have kind of split their strategies on this. James is going with a 119.312. He's obviously assuming a wet qualifying. John has a 103.722. Deanna, wet or dry? What you thought?
I'm going to go with wet, and then I'm gonna go with a 119 point, sorry James, three.
Well, when you're not here, this is what can happen with your lap time. I actually do think it's gonna be a wet qualifying based on the weather report I just read and how it's been ever since it came out, you know, earlier this week. So I'm going to say it's going to be a 119.658 in the rain. So we will see if maybe John can steal the point. We've definitely got some range. We've definitely got some range to that. So we'll see how that goes. So turning to Sunday and our race podium. So we'll again reveal James and John. James has a podium of Max Verstappen in P1, Sergio Checo Perez in P2, and Lewis Hamilton coming home in P3. John has Lewis Hamilton in P1, Sergio Perez in P2, and Valtteri Bottas making a bit of a rally in P3. So obviously, I think he's thinking this is going to be a dry race. So Deanna, what's your race podium look like?
I'm going to go with my new kind of chalk podium and say Max, Lewis, Checo.
All right. Max, Lewis, Checo. I think that's pretty good. I'm going to go with the three people who I think are the best in the wet right now, because I'm banking kind of on a wet race here. So I'm going to say Max in P1. I will say Lewis in P2. I'm going to go a little bit hipster here, and maybe my fanboy's coming out here a little bit, but I'm going to say Lando Norris repeats his podium performance and somehow gets there P3 for him.
All right.
So the fastest lap and driver part, the current lap record is a 105.619 by Carlos Sainz in the McLaren. James is going with Max Verstappen setting a lap time of 106.112. John has Lewis Hamilton setting the fastest lap time at 106.279. I get a distinct differentiation between the two who aren't here. Deanna, what you got for fastest lap and the driver?
I might be kind of throwing away a point here, but I'm going to go with the science a little out of left field, but just go with Norris. And I'm going to say it's probably going to be changeable conditions. I'm going to go a little bit slower and go 106.5.
Okay. I'm leaning your way on that, at least in terms of lap time. I actually think this may start in the wet and then like dry out type of race, just based on like the 50% chance of rain. It's probably more apt to rain in the morning. So I'm going to go with Max Verstappen setting the fastest lap, but I'm going to go even slower than everybody else. I'm going to go 107.524. And for the bonus picks, the honor was John's, as I think he came up, he repeats as the one coming up with the fewest amount of points from last week. He has selected P4, P13, and P19. So some of what we've picked and some of what we haven't. So John is going with, in P4, he's got Lando Norris. In P13, he's got Fernando Alonso. And in P19, he has Max Verstappen. So he's obviously thinking that's a DNF. James has Lando Norris in P4, George Russell in P13, and Mick Schumacher in P19. Deanna, what you got for our bonus picks?
Going for Max at the retirement. Okay. I'm going to say Bottas in P4, Raikkonen in 13th, and let's say Stroll retires in 19th.
All right. Very good. I'm kind of leaning your way, but I have some odd picks here. I'm going to go with P4 as Pierre Gasly, as I think he looks very strong in that AlphaTauri, and that AlphaTauri generally looks pretty strong in Austria, and he's usually pretty good. I think I'm hoping he's good in changeable conditions. P13, I'm agreeing with you. I'm going with Kimi Räikkönen on that. I think this is kind of where the Alfa Romeo will slot in. And in P19, because he hates wet weather, and the last two times he basically came on the radio and said, how many laps are left, and I wish they were less, that's my Valtteri Bottas spot. So he's the one the top normal top four that I'm having not there. So I'm hoping he will retire. So our prop bet for this weekend is how many qualifying red flags are we apt to see? We've seen a few more in the last couple races. James is thinking that they're going to be wet and slipping and sliding all over the place. He has 4 red flags. John is thinking they're going to be a little bit better behaved. He has two red flags. Deanna, what you got for quality red flags?
I'll split John and James and go with three.
All right. Well, I can either copy you and say the three, because I actually think there will be more than a couple. I don't know that I'm not apt to go five, but you know what? Why not? It's a prop bet. So I'm going to go all sorts of chaos, a two-hour session. It's done at like 10 in the morning our time. Quali red flags, five for me. Why not?
Well, going to be a long morning, but all right.
That would be a long morning. So that's pretty much kind of the end of our rundown. We got through this thing super fast. So it's kind of it's like the Austria Grand Prix lap. It's, you know, it's tight and twisty and it's got some straightaways, but boy, is it packed full of stuff. So we hope you enjoyed our recording tonight. Just one last thing I wanted to just point out was just kind of the normal schedule for the weekend. If I can pull that up, give me a second here. Why does it always do that to me? All right. Normal, pretty much European lap times. Race will be 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. on the East Coast, 7 in the mountains, and 6 on the West Coast. Qualifying, again, same time. Practices are pretty much the same time that we've had. I believe it's F2? And, oh, yes, and W Series will make their debut with the Formula One weekend this weekend. So please check that out. Kind of going to be a little bit. Yes, good luck to Sabre. We hope that she represents the U.S. very, very well. It's going to be kind of hard to find, at least legally, considering the network that they've signed up for. It is on beIN Sports. So if you have a cable system or a satellite system that has it, please do check that out. It's probably worth the show. I will be doing some fancy keyboard working on this weekend to try to see how I can follow along one way or another. So, Deanna, any final thoughts before we wrap this one up?
No, I'm pretty excited for this, especially that it's looking like it's going to be wet. I was a little, I won't say concerned, but going back to Austria twice again. But if we get kind of a wet race this time and maybe a dry one next, I think we'll get two pretty good races. So excited for both.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like it's got all the elements to be a pretty fun weekend. So we hope that you enjoy it. Check it out. We will be back. Hopefully at full strength or close to it on Sunday with our a review of everything that happened. So for James and John who aren't here, and for Deanna, it's Andy. It's been super fun. And as always, may all your laps be fast.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Outlap F1 Podcast. If you like what you heard, click that subscribe button and be sure to leave us a 5-star review. If you want to connect with us outside of the show, check out our website at www.outlapf1.com. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at OutlapF1 Podcast, or email us at chatnow@outlapf1.com. As always, thank you so much for your support, and we'll see you on the next one.